Hey, Wrangle, sorry to interrupt your folk alley, but we have some special guests here at KSDK today. As you know, it is the first day of Bear Fest. There's the first symposium happening tonight at 6 p.m., but we have one of the featured musical artists, Leon J, here with us, along with Kirk Garbish. Is that how you pronounce your last name?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And people around town probably know Kirk, but we have Kirk and Leon here. They're going to talk to us a bit about music and then play us some music. Welcome, both of you. Thanks so much for being here.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, appreciate thanks it. For having us.
So, first of all, maybe, Kirk, people know you around town, but how did you get connected with Leon?
Well, said this is... Actually, my wife and aunt down in Sedona there had, Sedona, Arizona, had bought me tickets to go and see him over here at a dinner theater type thing that was going on. And said he was coming around and talking to people ahead of time and came by and said, oh, yeah, I'm a hardcore blues fan over here and stuff. And I play harmonica. And he's going, oh, you got one with you? And I go, yeah, I always carry one right here. You know, my A is always with me.
That's so, my test, first off.
What's that?
That's my test, first off.
Yeah.
You play harmonica, show me.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So anyway, he said, yeah, we'll get you up the second set and play a little bit here. And like I said, then he came back around, and as he's going back up, and he said, I didn't even ask you. Are you any good? It's like, well, yeah, I'm not too bad. I don't think I'll embarrass us.
I mean, since you're playing together today, clearly you didn't fail that test too hard.
No, it worked well. And then, like I said, after the first solo that I did there, there's about half the place was on their feet and cheering and stuff. And so he said, grab the rest of your harmonicas and play the third set with us and stuff. And anyway,
the rest is history.
Yeah.
And now you're here in Wrangell. So have you been to Alaska before, Leon?
I have not. It was a really unique opportunity meeting Kirk and having him join in that night. That was a celebrity dinner theater thing. And, you know, the owner was freaking out because he's like, dude, you don't even know this guy. I mean, you're just going to have him come up and play. But he did a great job and it was really good. And then I didn't hear from him. And then I'm playing one of the wineries around my area. I live in a place that's kind of like real up-and-coming Arizona wine country. So I try to contribute music into that scene as much as I can. And then he shows up at one of the wineries. And I'm like, oh, man. And he says, you remember me? I'm like, yeah, I remember. You got your stuff? He goes, yeah, I got my stuff. I said, well, go get it. Let's play. And so then it kind of happened out where he'd pop in about every couple of weeks or every month or and then this last summer he was it summer or was it last
it was winter
last fall winter yeah. Yeah, he shows up pretty regularly and then we started chatting and I think he said, hey, would you travel? I said, well, yeah, I mean, after COVID I'm ready to get back doing some shows.
Yeah, of course.
And I basically said, if you can set something up, I will come. And sure enough,
talked to Cindy and down at the Nolan Center, and she said, yeah, this can work. We'd love to have them. So it'll be a historical show that's going on down there on Sunday, and that'll be Sunday, 2 o'clock at the Nolan Center. And Leon, you probably
I'm recognized for old school blues.
Yeah, I mean,
mostly.
You're inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
As an ambassador and as a performing artist. And that's the Heritage Foundation. And so it's about keeping the connection of live in modern music. You were just listening to folk music. Well, there's a huge connection to the early Delta stuff from a lot of folk and singer-songwriters, just like classic country, now what they call red dirt country, all that stuff can find its trail right back to the beginning of the Delta. And as well, everybody on all these posters in here, every rock band, and what we basically call American music now, has its roots and foundation straight out of the Mississippi Delta. And I find it interesting that there's a big delta here, and I didn't know that, but Kirk was telling me that, and I'm like,
River
oh,
delta,
well,
yeah.
we can bring some of that in. So in my show, I like to just tell a lot of stories, connect the dots for people. And a lot of people just don't recognize, you know, where the music came from. So for me, that's my passion, keeping the roots alive, the roots blues. And so being able to go around and do that is really fun. And you had asked out front, you know, so you guys, you don't typically play with the same people over and over. I have to many times, because budgets are tight, you know, it is what it is. I'll try to find support musicians into areas wherever it is I'm going to go perform, especially the historic show. And Kirk is one that actually came through. So he's like, yeah, I'll make some contacts if you'll come. So it just worked out really well.
Yeah, I mean, it's wonderful how down Cine at the Nolan Center often is to try and make things work. I know that we went disc golfing one time and talked about Rocky Horror and then did a Rocky Horror shadow cast this last Halloween.
So cool.
Well, she's trying to bring different cultural things into
Durango. Oh, absolutely.
Which is really good.
Disc golf.
Yeah. Yes.
My daughter is binging on disc golf right now.
Really?
Yeah, I've not done it, but her and her boyfriend are into it.
It's pretty fun. So maybe one more question before we hear some of your music. How did you make your way around to having a career in blues music? How did that happen?
It's a great question. My folks had a gospel tour band as a kid, and so I was three when Mom had me singing in front of churches, and they nailed my crib on the back of this old Bluebird Wonder Lodge bus, and that was their tour bus, and off we went. And so early gospel music is very indicative of the early Delta blues. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, maybe one of the first songs we'll do for you was by a guy named Eddie Sunhouse, and Sunhouse is my hero of the Delta blues. I think he's the foundational element of it all, but you'll have to come to the show on Sunday to actually see if that's really true and how that all works out.
How he relates to Led Zeppelin.
How he relates to Robert Johnson. How he relates to Muddy Waters. How he relates to everybody. And Son is my hero. But Son was also, oddly enough, the Baptist preacher on the plantation. And a lot of guys would do that. So they would be the gospel singers and then juke jointing it and whisking it up at night. So... my kind of people, but anyway, yeah, it's funny because Son said at the end of the day, we'll tell stories about it on Sunday, but at the end of the day, he said the whiskey and women just too much for him. So he went to the blues. Good for us. Yeah. Now we have some great blues.
There you go.
Definitely. So tell us a bit about some of the songs you're going to play for us today then.
So this song will be one from Son. It's called Death Letter. It's probably one of his most popular tunes. Everybody's covered it. Jack White, the Red Stripes, was it Red Stripes? What's his?
The White Stripes.
White Stripes, yeah. Yeah. And he's a giant fan, and he does a really neat cover of it. They all take it way out and expand it well beyond what it was, but it's very rhythmic. It's really punchy. It's a cool tune. And then we'll do some stuff. Maybe I'll do a little sample of some Robert Johnson, and then maybe we'll do a Muddy Waters song. And that'll give three kind of chronological steps towards our deal.
Awesome.
If that's good with you.
Oh, absolutely. We're here for a good time and or a long time.
Oh, okay.
So whatever
works. So I'm playing a National Resonator.
Is it metal?
Solid steel, yep. And it's got a nickel plating, which I wear off, you can see, and it's pretty... It's pretty weathered. I think I believe all my guitars should be well beat because they should be played. This is the exact same model that Sunhouse performed on, and it's because it doesn't need a lot of electricity or be amplified to project sound. Like, I don't know, this will mess up in the studio, but it's pretty bright. Like, it's real hot, right?
I'm definitely going to take your mic down when you're playing.
And that's unplugged, and that's me kind of hitting it. So guys used to play these type of guitars in the juke joints because they didn't have electricity, so you'd project noise over. And I like to tell people also, because it's solid steel, when things would get out of hand, you could just swat somebody with your guitar and keep on going. And it's one of those deals. So
it's harder with an harmonica.
Yeah, you could throw those. All right, so I just got the strings, I think, reasonably tuned up off of the airplane. I had to take them down a little bit. Let me double check it here. That's another thing about the steel, is it really moves. Temperature, pressure, chill, what have you, humidity, all that good stuff.
Totally. I know I had to deal with that when I used to play cello, and we would do indoor versus outdoor sorts of things.
A cello player.
Yes.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
I just bought a cello.
Oh, very nice. It's a great instrument.
I suck at it. Sound like a stuck cat when I'm trying to do that bow.
I am
going to learn that thing.
You should. I mean, I think it's one of, I'm not the most musical person, but I always loved when you feel the music resonate in your body. And cello is wonderful for that because you rest it right on your chest.
Oh, it's so awesome.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have another quick side story.
Go ahead.
So I had a similar situation in Montana, Whitefish, Montana. So I went up to play a couple of really cool venues just like here. And the studio or the setup for the venue was actually an old airplane hangar sitting on the bend of the river. So it was just like looking out the windows here at this big lake. And I pulled in to set up and hauling in my gear, and they had multiple little cabins around the property, and I hear this cello. And I'm like, whoa. And it's live, and I know it is, and I can't tell where. I'm looking around, and finally I see this cabin, and there's a guy on it right on the front porch just playing the cello. And it is so, it's so moving. Like, it's just such an incredible instrument. I mean, I know that's way different than what I do, but I just love it. And cello's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all kinds of music are, I mean, and they all feed from each other too,
exactly.
Which I think is one of the most lovely parts of music. Super excited to hear your little tour de force of three songs that represent the blues.
All right, so check this. Make sure you got a good level. G.
Just one.
G, I know you're gonna sound great. I reckon that it read, hurry, woman, that our love is dead. I got a letter this morning, child. Oh, how do you reckon it read? I said, oh, hurry, hurry, boy, oh, that woman you love is dead. Well, I got up my suitcase, I walked right down the road. When I got there, my baby lay right down that road. Well, when I got there, my baby lay right on that cooling pole. So I walked right up and I looked down on that woman's face. I said, oh, honey, you're gonna lay it to old Judgment Day. Well, I walked right up and looked down on my baby's face. Judgment Day. That it ran. Hurry, hurry,
Here you go.
Woo-hoo! Right. Audience of one here in the studio, but I was loving it.
yeah, there you go.
Wonderful. So remind us what that song was.
So that was Def Letter Blues by Eddie Sunhouse. I highly recommend, if people haven't checked Sunhouse out, to YouTube him.
I'm about to YouTube him after this.
He's a bad mother.
There you go. Yeah.
When I first heard Eddie Son, I was driving down the road, and I was actually playing resort gigs and a bunch of corporate music and just boring shit. And I was just so fed up with it. I wanted to get to the roots and be able to do that and perform it. And this was early 2000s, probably. So I hadn't transitioned and done most all blues. I was all over just playing gigs and traveling, playing wherever you could play. So I was driving down the road, and I heard, it was the Sirius Radio, old school blues, and I heard Sunhouse and do that song. And it, like, literally, I had to pull over. I was teared up. I was just so moved by him, his delivery. So then I looked him up, you know, and I was just like, oh, my God. Because I knew of Robert Johnson, but I didn't know of Sunhouse. And that's what really started me on this whole wow and journey. And so I dug into him real heavy. And, you know, Charlie Patton is who he played with often. And then, you know, Ishmael Bracey and some of these cats from that time before Robert Johnson, who was then before Muddy Waters. So it's quite moving, but it's an interesting rabbit hole. Check it out.
Definitely will. So what's this next song you've got for us?
So we'll do a Robert Johnson tune. Let me switch guitars here.
No worries.
Which one are you thinking of?
We'll just do it in E.
Mm-hmm. I meant which tune, but
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, okay.
It will maybe mix two together.
Okay.
Robert Johnson is the guy that, who, just a quick story, he's the guy that Clapton idolized. And Clapton has Crossroads, and you know about the Crossroads movie, and Crossroads Music Festival. All that's because Robert Johnson is supposedly the kid that went to the Crossroads in the Delta. And then at midnight, an apparition comes up out of the swamp and meets you face to face, and you give it your wish, and then it takes your soul. And there's a great storyline around that, which you will learn when you come to the Nolan Center at 2 o'clock. But that's the guy.
2 o'clock and, Sunday, not today.
Right. Yeah, don't show up here now. What time is it? 2 o'clock?
Yeah, it's 2:39.
I can hear them. They're on their way.
Oh, no.
So this will be very similar to what you might expect from Clapton, because Clapton's a giant Robert Johnson fan. I got rambling, all on my mind. I got rambling all on my mind. 'Cause I'm gonna leave this little mama, who she treat me so unkind. Well, I got mean things, I got mean things all on my mind. I got me mean things, yeah. I got mean things all on my mind. Well, I'm gonna tell that little mama, she can't be treating me this way, no fine. Ooh. Tell them why, girl. Six, I said, and somebody got me all mixed up. I can't count a lick. I said, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? back to the land of California, my sweet home, Chicago. Yeah. I said, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? I said, come on, baby, don't you wanna go? Back to the land of California, my sweet home, Chicago. One more time, brother, come on, lay it on.
Brilliant. So I have a question. There, it looks like there are different playing styles for these different guitars too. You have this little thing you put on one of your fingers. Can you tell us a bit about that?
I can. What I'm using right here, you can check it out, is brass.
Yeah, it's like a big brass tube, basically. Tube, yeah. About, you know, I don't know, pinky
length. So it's
length.
Called a slide. And most people back on the Delta would use broken pieces of bottle, steak bone, literally a steak knife, whatever they could find. And again, without going into all of the stories, not going to ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, no, can't do that.
But it all basically comes back to an origination of an instrument called the diddly bow. And I've been fortunate to be featured at a place called the MIM, Musical Instrument Museum in Arizona, and it's the most fabulous place in the world. It's the best music instrument museum in the entire world, legitimately.
It's cool.
And they have all of these gourd instruments, like from Africa, that have a stick in them and one string, you know, one wire. And then that became what they would do on the plantations, where they would take wire from around the bottom of a broom, tack it up on a piece of wood on their side of their shack, and then look for a broke pipe or a bone or something, and clang, 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 and move it around and make noise with it. So
slide it up and down, huh?
Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the origination of the slide guitar really came from. And originally a one-stringed instrument, then it went to a cigar box guitars, and then it went on to what we're doing now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
Fascinating. To get more, show up at 2 p.m.
at
the Nolan Center. Sunday, August 1st. It is August 1st, right? Sometimes I lose track of the days.
I believe it is.
Yeah.
August 1st is when we're playing.
Yes, that's what I mean. Sunday, August 1st.
You're confusing me. I'm like, my God, it's not August 1st yet.
No. The August 1st, I think Sunday is August 1st.
Sometimes my days run into each other.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you take off at 4:30 in the morning from Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, D.
G.
All right, so what's this next one?
All right, so... trying to think of some stuff that I won't be featuring in the show. We'll do that one. I wanted to do a Muddy tune, so we'll do this one instead. Cool. We'll do the Rolling Stone Catfish combo. You ready? Do you know what I'm even talking about?
Nah, I don't care. I just want to have the key. I just need the key. That's all I need.
I wish I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea. I'd have all you little fishes swimming after me, yeah. swimming right after me. Well, I went down my baby's house. She said, Leon, won't you come on in? She said, my old boy Muddy just left. Kirk's gonna do when we go out on that boat. Yeah! Make the fish come on in. I'm excited about that. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm gonna be yelling when we get a hold of one of them halibut. For getting me going.
Yeah. There you go.
Love it.
Is fishing what's next then? I heard you add your little riff.
Fishing. I'm so excited. Hopefully we're going to get out. I mean, come to this beautiful area.
Yeah, of course.
Try to catch some fish.
Of course. Well, is there anything else either of you would want to say about your musical performances coming up or just, the process of getting into blues music in general?
So it's so easy now because the internet is available, right? So I'm looking all around. You got all these vinyl everywhere. So sweet. And that used to be how it had to get done. Not anymore. So I highly recommend, you can get online. And one resource that I find incredibly empowering was an old series that was done with Martin Scorsese. And it's probably a 12-volume video series. I don't even know, how readily available it is anymore, but that was really well done. And it does a lot of what I do in my historic show. It really features one person, gets into the details, you see the imagery, you understand the person, and then you move on to the next. And it's so something like that for somebody who really wants to get involved and learn about the blues, that's a good way to do it.
And the context and how it waterfalls through from person to person and era to era and those sorts of things.
My website has some blogs and articles, and I try to do that. I'm not as good as it is I should be. I should be far more active on the social media, but I can't do it all at the same time.
No, you can't.
But I have some blogs and stuff, or just come to the show.
Yeah, we're also going to be down at Ramey's on Friday night. We'll be playing down there from 9 o'clock till I don't know. I'll try and keep them going as long as we can. I just love playing music, and then over at the Totem, we'll be over there on Saturday night from 9 on, and stuff here too.
That'll be a variety of stuff there. So more of a typical bar gig environment. We'll have fun with that. We'll do some old country, do some roots, we'll do some alternative rock stuff and have some fun.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a great time. Yeah. I'll definitely try and make at least one of them. And the historical show, of course, 2 p.m. That's Nolan right. Center, yeah. Sunday, August 1st.
Yeah, well, and again, thank Cindy and Sylvia for helping bring folks up here. They're bringing live music up here. Where there's us and the Powers, they're both. So we're having the Bear Festival's being an onslaught of live music for Wrangell.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially after a year of not having that, it's just so exciting to be able to have that back at Bear Fest this year.
Uh-huh. It's just good to be in front of people instead of a screen.
Definitely.
So I can tell you I'm very grateful to get up here and for Cindy and the organization. And so it's real good. I'm grateful. It's going to be fun.
Yep. Super, super excited. Thank you both so much for sharing your time and talents here on KSTK today. And we'll try and post this pretty soon, put it up if someone wants to listen back to this show.
Oh, cool.
We've recorded it. So we'll send that out, get a picture of us smiling in the studio
and
send that out. We're going to jump back into our regular programming. Not totally sure what that's going to sound like. Could be the middle of somebody's sentence, but you know, small town radio. Thanks everyone for tuning in.